Let's look to Job chapter number 28, and we'll pray and then read our scripture tonight and just give you a thought and be done. And I trust it won't be very long. This is just a thought that the Lord has placed upon our heart. I trust you'll stay with us tonight and pray for us much as we try to share what God has laid upon our heart. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this opportunity, Lord. And I pray, Lord, you just calm my nerves. Help us tonight, Lord, as we try to preach thy word. Bless these thy people that's gathered in thy name. Lord, I pray if there be one here that's lost, dear God, that you convict that heart and draw them to that place of repentance tonight, that they may get saved by the grace of God. I pray, dear Father in heaven, Lord, you'd help us as we preach thy word to be faithful just to say, Lord, what you want said. Make it a blessing and encouragement, Lord. And help, Lord, us, dear God, as we try to preach tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible tells us in Job chapter number 28 and verses number 1 and 2. He said, surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. He said, the iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. Now, you think you may be seated. Now, in the scripture here, we see in the book of Job, if you've ever done very much study in the book of Job, you know that it is the oldest book of the Bible. Except for the record of Genesis 1 through Genesis chapter number 11, all these things predate anything that you find. Here it's Job as he talks about in the conversation that's going on between him and his friends here. He is, in all accounts, it looks as though he is trying to just maintain his own ground before them because God has put a trial upon his faith like we've never seen before upon any other man. As God and Satan there in heaven were discussing Job, God said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, I have, but you've got a hedge about him. And that's such a blessing to know that God has a hedge about his people, that the angels of God encamp about those who love him. Tonight, I'm thankful that the Lord does have a hedge of protection about us. And there's not one thing the devil can do to you as a child of God that God does not permit him to do and allow to come your way. And we find all these things from the book of Job, but we find much about the creation in the book of Job. He talks about a lot of things that we may not have ever thought of or have ever seen, and the wisdom that God had given unto Job. Now you got to be careful in this as you look at it, to look at who's doing the talking, because God actually records the words of his friends. And his friends were not always accurate in what they said, but that is just a record of what they said. There's no reflection against the word of God. God is letting us know what was taking place there. But as he said, surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. I remember hearing about, they were talking about over there in one of the European countries, they were mining in the silver veins, and they'd found the silver, and when they come upon the end of that silver, they hit the vein of it, and what it is, it's a big rock, and it's a glowing rock. And they had taken it, piled that preacher over there on the ground, and they said it was worthless. There was nothing that you could do with it. And then there was some chemists that come around in the late 1800s, early 20th century, and they began to look at these rocks. And they began to marvel at them because they had a green composure about them. They began to put them underneath the microscope. They named it uranium as they looked at it and studied it. They said that that was the largest element that they had ever found. Most of you took chemistry in school, you know, the composition for water is H2O and different things of that nature, and then oxygen, and there's three parts and all these kind of different things, and it gives the number three, and that number is talking about the protons that is involved in the atom of that being, and the atom is the smallest molecule thing of all that consists and all that exists of everything that's in the universe. And so whenever you look at that atom and you see the protons of the uranium, it was the largest one of anyone that ever found. It was 235 protons. And when you enriched it, it was a 238 composition upon the uranium element. As you looked at it, you'd write it, you'd write UR, and you'd write 235 for regular uranium. If you was writing it as an enriched uranium, you'd put 238 beside of it. And they began to look at it and study it. They began to notice that it seemed as though it would change under its own power for 14 generations. And then it would solidify and become iron in its final state. The Bible says here, surely there is a vein for the silver. We know that there is silver in the earth, but he says there is a vein for it. And then he goes on to talk about, and he says, and iron is taken from the earth. And iron is the final composition of the uranium. You say, preacher, where are you going with this? Well, they began to think about how they could do space travel. They began to be interested in going to where the stars are and to maybe land on the moon one day. And they knew it would take a rocket fuel greater than what they knew of, than gasoline or kerosene or something of that nature. And the chemists began to study it. They began to think if they could take that atom and they could split that atom, then they could energize a great fuel that would burst and lift them off of the earth so they could go and make this kind of a travel. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the greatest energy. He is that life. He is that rock tonight. I want to go ahead and give that a little bit nugget to you so maybe you see where I'm trying to make connections. The Holy Ghost to help me tonight. I want to make that connection with it in just a little bit. But whenever you look at that and you think about that man wants to do things in his own natural ability, but Christ has made a way that we can go to the third heaven, that we can be saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And we ain't got to take it in a rocket ship. Amen. Thank God. But that uranium there, as you see that, they began to think, well, what if we could take it? And Hitler began to tap into those things because he began to search into all the things that he could gather to himself to make up great bomb to conquer the world. Oh, and there's a whole message right there. He's not worthy to open the deed of that book. Only Christ is. Oh, there's been a lot of people try to open up that book and try to rule the world. Napoleon did. Many different ones would try to do that. Barack Obama would try to do that tonight. There's a lot of different ones would, but only one that's worthy is Christ, because He's paid the sin debt and He earned that title deed to the earth, and He's the only one that's going to be able to open that book one day, thank God. Hallelujah, and rule and reign with a rod of iron. Amen. But whenever you look here and you see here in the scriptures, he talks about this vein for the silver. I think about how that they wanted to increase that power with that rock and make that rock to give them the energy to go places and to do things and to conquer. Oh, but Christ, He is that rock tonight. He is, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy. If you'll turn with me there to Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Oh, look at verse number 4 tonight. He says, He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. There was a rock that followed Him in the wilderness, and that rock is Christ tonight. Amen. Thank God. But I see here, though, in just in my notes, and talking about this, the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 14, to make this connection of this thought tonight, he said here in chapter number 1 and verse number 17, he's given the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's proven he's the son of David. Come all the way down the line. And then he says this in verse number 17, the Holy Ghost tells us, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Just make a footnote. There's no more 14 generations after Christ. There's no more babies born in the Bible after Christ. He's the one we're looking for. He's the Savior of the world. in that 14th generation, that uranium becomes iron. I see here that in the scripture from Abraham to David, that there has been some great things that has taken place. God, first of all, give Abraham the promise by faith. He said, if you'll believe me, if you'll go out to a place which you know not, if you'll just follow me, Abraham, he said, I'll make of you a great nation, and in thee shall all the nations of the world be blessed. He's the one that Christ came through. Amen. Tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ, from Abraham to David, we find that God gave a nation. God built a nation, the nation of Israel. And then solidifies there, and you find David there. And then it goes from David to the carrying away of Babylon. There is the punishment for them turning away from God for not keeping their year of Jubilee. They did not keep their Sabbath of the year. They did not let the land rest like they were supposed to do. And they had allowed that to keep going. And that was for how long that their Babylonian captivity was for all the years. They did not keep the Sabbath year. And God had so judged them in that way. But then from Babylon to Christ, Christ came. And He is the salvation of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's come to bring salvation to all who will believe. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I'm thankful tonight, hallelujah, that Christ came to die for my sin and yours. Not only that He died, but that He arose on the third day. Oh, thank God He got up from the dead. Oh, I've been listening to the youth choir sing, preacher. That CD's been a blessing. I hope y'all don't mind. We run about 4 copies of it. I got one in my red van, one in the blue van, one in the house. And the other day, my daughter gave one to our youth choir director. Amen. There's some songs on there they're going to try to learn, preacher. And that's been a great blessing to us. We've been listening to it. Amen. Thank God for it. And I was just thinking about that and how much of a blessing it is in song as you go down the road and think about these things, about how Christ is our Redeemer. Oh, I'm thankful for Calvary tonight, that Jesus came and died on an old rugged tree for you and for me. And they sing that song. And they talk about, you know, you go by the tomb of Buddha, he's still there. Looked in and seen His bones. Amen. Yeah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Went by Mohammed's tomb. And well, you know what? He's still there. You know why? Because they're not God. And their religion is vain. And it's false. And it's not true. But hallelujah, we serve a risen Savior. You can go to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And He's got up from the dead. Hallelujah. He's arose. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Hallelujah. See, when you see them protons thrown off on that uranium, that's the energy. That's the power of life. That's the power to change life, hallelujah. And that's what Christ has.
Yes, sir.
He has the power to change your life, to change my life. Hallelujah, to give us the energy to make it into the third heaven, hallelujah. I'm glad that veil of the temple's been rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. Preacher talks about a lot of times, y'all know Brother Sammy. He says we got access. That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. We got access. I like it when he starts talking that way because he'll go on to say, I got in there this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank God that he did. Hallelujah. But you know, he has access to it, but I do as a believer. Hey, and I've been in there too. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, I'm talking about the power of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Greater than anything that's on earth. Now, uranium, they'd pile it up and they'd say it's worthless. But when they got ready to build the bomb, it became the most valuable stone on planet Earth. More than platinum, more than gold, and of course more than silver. I'm telling you, Christ is more valuable than anything tonight. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. If you have Christ, you have it all. Amen. Thank God. We'll wind up this thought here tonight. It's just a thought. Not many points or anything of an outline. I could give you some things, but It'd just be trying to impress you. But I'm going to try to look in Matthew 27 tonight and just tie this thought up together, and we'll be through. Matthew chapter number 27. Amen. Now, to bring that energy out of the uranium, they had to split that atom. And this ain't really above everybody's head. A lot of times you start talking about it, they think you're talking rocket science. It's not. It is, but it's not really that complicated. If you took one atom, they said the way that they could do it to enrich it is to make a chain reaction. They take one atom, split two. Two split four. Four splits eight. Thus you have the bomb. When it hit Japan, it brought total surrender after the second time that bomb hitting. But it was such an energy, such a force that took place. But that atom had to be split. And it had to be split several times. Now remember, Christ is the rock. I read it to you out of Deuteronomy chapter number 32. He is the rock and His work is perfect. He didn't come to explode us. Amen. He didn't come. Now the world will be judged. The world's already condemned. And He will be. All judgment is committed to the Son. But He come to save us. And that door is still open tonight. That door of the ark remained open even after they went in. God didn't shut that door until it was time, and God was the one that shut the door. There was still opportunity. God give opportunity. And there's still this day of grace God has given to us. But you can believe and be saved by the grace of God. Matthew chapter number 27. Remember, Christ, He is that rock. And His work is perfect. Remember what Moses did in the Old Testament. He wasn't supposed to smite twice, only once. It only took once that Christ would suffer and die for our sin. Here in Matthew chapter 27, verse number 50, after Christ had been smitten and He had died upon the cross, He gave up the ghost. They did not take His life from Him, for they could not kill Him. They were guilty of the murder of Christ, but they could not kill Him. Isn't that a blessing tonight? It wasn't over till He said it was over. Amen. Isn't that good? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I serve an almighty, powerful God. Hey, it wasn't through till He said it was through. It wasn't finished till He said it was. Here, though, in verse number 50, He said, Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Oh, yeah. I can't help but just throw. I never had thought about it. But you know, they said when He landed on the moon, them rocks were, there's cracks in them rocks. And that rock they brought back from the moon, there's a crack in it. And Brother Sammy, he'll smile, and he said, I knew there was. He said, and I was listening for the report. He said, because the rocks rent when Christ died. The rocks rent. The rocks rent. Hey, when just all the rocks rent. Thank God. Even the moon was affected. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And the graves were open. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of their graves after His resurrection. Now, I want you to catch it. You know, for years, I never caught that. It's just a footnote. I hope it's a blessing. It helps you tonight. Encourages you. But I never had noticed that before. In verse 53, it said, and they came out of the graves after His resurrection. But they rose. They rose whenever he died and yielded up the ghost. The Bible says, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And then they came out when after He resurrected. They waited on His resurrection before they were seen in the streets of Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. Hey, they can't crown Him king till I get there. Amen. They may be setting up and ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a worship service going on in heaven? Yes, throw over to the book of Revelation and read it sometime. Hey, they're shouting, holy, holy, holy. I remember a dear preacher, he used to do that during the meetings. He's in heaven now. His wife died shouting. He'd get hold of her and they'd go around and they'd shout in the service. People would look at him kind of strange and wonder if it was real. Oh, you know, but they're real. Oh, I'm telling you, one day she said, I saw Brother Dwayne Moore. I said, you know Brother Dwayne.
He said, she shouted, they thought she just passed out and she had died. She died shouting. Shouted right on in it. Amen. She still is shouting. She just ceased to shout down here, shouting over there. Amen. Oh, the first face she sees is Christ. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. That's the one we preached about. That's the one we prayed to. That's the one we served. Hallelujah. One day faith will become sight. Amen. And we'll see Him. Amen. As He is. Oh, but thank God. And said now, when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Oh, mercy. Whenever that fellowship was split between God the Son and God the Father, there was the darkness on the cross. Oh, but the energy. Oh, the power that was released. Hallelujah. Whenever he yielded up the ghost, the Bible says, note these things, the veil rent, the earthquake, the rocks rent, the graves were opened, the saints arose, and they came out of the grave after his resurrection. That's the chain reaction. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, as the atom bomb brought end to World War II and brought peace, so did Christ on his finished work at Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. He's brought peace. Amen. He is the Prince of Peace. He's coming again. He's given us power. Oh, the gospel power. The gospel to raise. Oh, that sinner from the dead. Ye were dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, ye have been quickened, amen, made alive. Thank God by the Holy Ghost. Thank the Lord. Oh, I'm telling you, he said in Romans 1:16, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and its salvation. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He's the one that gives the power to birth you into the family of God. Power in praying, power in preaching, power in praising. Thank God for the power of God. Oh, every head bowed, every eye closed. If we'll just stand quietly and prayerfully with us tonight. We'll ask the musicians to come to the instruments. If you're here and lost, dear sinner friend, I urge you to come to the cross. Come and get saved tonight. If you're here and you're saved, and you've been doubting His power, well, I tell you, all power is given in Him in heaven and earth. He's able to help and overcome anything in your life. Oh, thank God for the power of Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes. Let's all stand quietly and prayerfully.